For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I've been listening to so many different podcast shows lately that I feel like I'm like blending together all of the intros. Like, hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Girls Gotta Eat, and happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great Tuesday. I'm just like listening to like Girls Gotta Eat, the morning toast. I listen to the morning toast like every day. I'm like addicted to them. But yeah, welcome back to Manifest, guys. I hope you're all having a great day. It's pretty nice here. It's nice and sunny. I'm inside recording this one today, and I'm so excited to talk about our topic today, which is how to time block your day. I know I've definitely touched on this sort of topic before, but honestly, you guys know that I'm like a planner freak and a schedule freak, and I love planning out my day and talking about organization of your day and maximizing your hours. So this is like right up my alley. So I'm very excited to chat about it today, and I think it's just gonna be very beneficial. This is also just such a great way to maximize your work-life balance this summer, which I did an entire podcast episode about. And this just really goes in depth so much more with time blocking your day. And it's just such a great way to get perspective on your life. And I just love time blocking. It's like my favorite thing to do on Sunday nights, but you can also do it every single night before you go to bed. So the next morning you wake up and you know what you're doing the next day. It's just such a great way to maximize your work life, your personal life. It's a great way to really prioritize you and to see what your priorities are. It allows you to create a morning routine that best serves you. It allows you to get enough sleep so that you're ready for the next day. It also maximizes your work day so that at night, like when you're done work or, you know, when you're checked out, clocked out, whatever, you don't even have to think about work because you've done everything that you possibly could that day. When you're out with friends, you get to literally just be out with friends. You sometimes get to schedule more time out with friends, happy hours. You just get to enjoy your life a lot more and you get to be truly present in the moment. And time blocking is such an important tool and tactic, and I'm just so obsessed with it. So I'm excited to talk about it. Very quickly, I just want to say a couple of quick things about me, the podcast host. Because whenever I do life updates, people always complain as if this isn't Manifest with Tori DeSimone, okay? I'm going to talk about Tori DeSimone sometimes. Number one, I'm getting so good at doing my nails. Like, it's sickening. It's sickening how good I am at doing them now. Not to brag, but here I am bragging. Everyone always asks me for a video on how I do it. Maybe I'll post it soon because now I'm actually getting pretty confident. And yeah, I'm kind of killing it. And it's like so fun. It's a really fun hobby for me. So I think I'm going to start posting it on my YouTube of like how I do my nails at home. So be on the lookout for that. I would make a podcast about it, but it's just easier to watch like a tutorial on it. So I'll have that up on my YouTube channel soon. Maybe like my next set I'll do and also show like how to take off your set, because that's something that no one like, well, people show it, but that's always my big thing is like, how do people take off their sets without damaging their nails? And I finally figured it out. So I'll be sure to show that too. But I really feel like I did a really great job this last time specifically. I'm like so proud of myself. It's incredible. The second thing I want to touch on is the planner, the manifest planner, because obviously today we're going to be talking about planners. When the manifest planner comes out, which I'm really hoping will be Black Friday of this year, I was going to have it come out in May, the digital version, but I decided to just wait and do them all together. So there'll be a physical and a digital version that are coming out together. And I am doing everything possible to make it happen for Black Friday of this year so that you guys will have them by January. I plan to have a dated and undated, a physical and digital version. So four options you guys can choose from. So I am super excited. Just know I'm working hard every single day on the planners. And when the planners come out, you best believe there will be tons of places to time block your day. Bet on it. So I'm very excited for that. What else did I want to update you guys on? I guess that's really just those two things. Oh, also really keep, send some good vibes my way. I'm really trying to get a mortgage. I've talked about it like very briefly on the show over the past couple of months, but, I've been really having a hard time getting a mortgage lately. It's just been really tough and I really would love to get a mortgage. I love my apartment, don't get me wrong, but my rent is going to go up so much once my lease ends because the market is like just going crazy right now, as you guys know. So, I really would like to qualify for a mortgage. So let me know, keep me in your thoughts, manifest a mortgage to me. I've been manifesting it myself. So hopefully we can, get myself a mortgage. Okay. What else do I have on my mind? I don't think anything. I think that's it. After this podcast, it's a Friday when I'm recording this. So after this podcast, I'm going to go have a spicy marg and enjoy my weekend. So let's kick off the week the way I know best, which is with time blocking. And I'm obsessed with time blocking. So like I said earlier, time blocking is the best way to maximize your time, maximize your day, and really do what is most important to you. It's the best way to be present every single moment. And when I say every single moment, I truly mean every single moment, because all the things that matter to you throughout the day, you've allotted the perfect amount of time for, so that you know that if you're at work, you're 100% present at work. If you're on a walk, you're 100% present at this walk. If you're at your kid's soccer game, you're 100% present at the kid's soccer game. This is just the best way to completely maximize your day, be present in whatever moment of your day you're in, and enjoy your life while being incredibly effective, productive, and fulfilled all at the same time. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Okay, so how do you time block your day? You can do this digitally or you can do it in a physical planner that offers like a layout of the day or like an agenda of, you know, like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., stuff like that. The easiest way that I can explain this is going to be on Google Calendar just because everyone has Google Calendar. So I'll explain it on like a day on Google Cal and then you guys can figure it out, you know, and translate it to what best serves you. So I'm going to look at a blank day on my Google Calendar. So I'm just picking, I just unclicked all of my calendars. Oh, and that's also, I've talked about like how I organize in general. But how I organize my calendars is that I have multiple calendars and each calendar has its own color. It's kind of hard to color code on Google Calendar if you just use one calendar because then like you have to go in and like choose the color for each one. So I have multiple different calendars. Like I have a social life, me time, personal content calendar, Phoenixville social media, CIL social media, Stride at home social media, Stride studio appointments, to-dos and appointments, travel, work and workouts. So those are all my calendars and they all are different colors. So I can just like click, like if I'm doing the social calendar for Phoenixville, for example, I can click on the Phoenixville social media content calendar and I can see just the content calendar, or I can unclick it so that I don't have anything on my calendar without deleting anything. Does that make sense? So that's like kind of how I use my Google Calendar. Okay. Anyway, tangent. Sorry about that. So when it comes to time blocking, the first thing is to look at your day or your week. You can do this weekly as well. It's just whatever view you prefer. I'm going to just be talking about daily instead of weekly, but everything that I say for the day, you can convert into a week and even into a month if you want to time block a month. But I like to do it day at a time. So you're going to want to look at a day as like an agenda. So if I'm looking at Google Calendar, it starts at 1 a.m. and goes until 11 p.m. Well, it really goes from 12 to 11:59, but you know what I'm saying. So when you're looking at the Google Calendar, you're first going to want to start by writing out everything that you need to be at that day and go in and time block it. So what this means, it's where you have to physically be somewhere. So whether that's like at work, and even if you can't control like what you do at work, like if you, you know, work on shifts and you work from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and you can't really control like what you do during the day while you're at work, like if you are a PA or a nurse or, you know, whatever it might be, like if you can't necessarily control it, it's still somewhere that you have to be. So write time block in your calendar where you have to be at work. So it could include being at work, appointments, meetings, even errands. Like if you know you have to grocery shop, put that somewhere because you have to go to the grocery store to grocery shop. So errands like that, if you have a lunch, if you're going to a friend's house, dinners, like honestly, anywhere that you have to physically be somewhere, put it in your calendar. So we'll make a fake day together just for the fun of it. So I'm looking at next Wednesday, June 29th for fun of this, for sake of this episode. So let's say at 8 a.m., no, actually let's do 11:30. I have a lunch with, let's say Katie Brennan, even though she would never go to lunch with me because we're just not friends like that. You know, like how with your best friend, you just like don't really do like normal things together. Like if Katie Brennan and I went to lunch together, like hell would freeze over. I don't know, like something weird would happen. So let's say next Wednesday that I have lunch at 11:30 with Katie Brennan, and at 3 p.m. I have a call with, let's say Jess. And Jess is my business partner. So let's say I have a call with Jess. Okay, so 3 p.m. I have a call with Jess, and oh wait, you know what? Let's actually change that to meeting because I have to be somewhere. So meeting with Jess. I guess I don't need to be like actually typing this in my calendar because you guys can't see me actually typing this. But for sake of conversation, let's go with it. So places that I physically have to be. I'm going to work from home this day, so I don't have to be at anywhere for work, but I have lunch with Katie Brennan at 11:30, and I have a meeting with Jess at 3 p.m. So that's the first thing you want to do is schedule out where you will be that day and literally block it off in your calendar. Now you can make this even more micro and you can schedule in the times that it's going to take you to travel to lunch. So if lunch is at 11:30 and it's 30 minutes away, I'm going to travel at 11 a.m. and I'm going to travel back at 1 p.m. so that I know I'll be back home at 1:30 and I have to leave my house at 11 a.m. Same for the meeting. If it's a 30-minute meeting away, 30 minutes away, I have to leave my house at 2:30, and if it goes until 4, I will get back to my house at 4:30. You can get very, very micro and incorporate the travel into your time blocks if you want. Some people love doing that. Some people hate doing that. I actually like putting travel in, so I'll typically, like if I have lunch at 11:30, I'll just block off my calendar from like 11 to 1 because that is going to include the travel as well. So block off where you physically have to be that day. Second, figure out when you want to start working or to start your day with tasks. Like if you're not working this day, but you know you have a lot of things to do, then you're going to figure out the time that you want to start doing whatever it is that you have to do that day, whether it's working, running errands, whatever it might be. It's important. You have to start doing things that day and then work backwards. So let's say, for example, if I'm working from home and I want to start working at 9 a.m., then you know that you have, and I know that let's say like I have an hour long morning routine that is important to me that I want to do before I start working, then I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and block out time for that morning routine. So let's say that this hour long morning routine consists of skincare, meditation, journaling, taking my dog for a walk, which I don't have a dog, and breakfast. You're going to block it out. So I am going to say that I'm going to start work at 9 a.m. So I'm going to put that on my calendar. 9 a.m. And I'm just going to say for sake of the conversation that it's going to go until 5, but we can adjust this. Don't even worry about it. But I know that I have an hour long morning routine. So I'm going to write in my calendar morning routine at 8 a.m. and schedule that in. So now I know that I have to wake up at 8 a.m. and do an hour long morning routine. And then I start work at 9 a.m. That's working backwards. If you had something to do starting at 3 p.m., and you work like a night shift, and let's say you do like 7 to 7 and you have errands to run at 3 p.m., but you want to wake up at 1 p.m., And, you know, gets an afternoon routine in, you do that. I just have a lot of friends right now that are doing like night shifts at nurses. So it's like in my mind of like night shifting people. So if that applies to you, awesome. Cause I feel like I like rarely talk to my night shifters. Hello, people.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you're gonna wanna work backwards from the time that you know you have to start your daily activities. So the morning routine being time blocked is so, so important, because when time for you is blocked out, you need to truly treat it like an appointment. You wouldn't work during an appointment. You wouldn't take any non-emergency phone calls during an appointment. You wouldn't check your emails or texts, etc. That time that you have blocked out for yourself is sacred, and trust me, by time blocking your day, you've already accounted for all the other time today to work. You will have the entire day to get to work. So give this time to yourself. And this is why time blocking is like so amazing and so key and so important, because you're giving yourself the hours to work later in the day, which we're going to get into and get more micro with in 1 second. Giving yourself this hour in the morning for your morning routine, like literally time blocking your morning routine, is so important to you, because you know that for that hour that you've allotted for your routine, that's the only thing that you're supposed to be doing is your routine to get yourself ready for the day and for a productive day. So time block out the routine by working backwards of when you established of when you need to start working. Okay, so next, you're going to want to determine what other activities you want to fit in that day. It could be working out. It could be scheduling a workout class. It could be going for a walk. It could be happy hour with a friend. It could be just having a night off and like doing absolutely nothing. Just determine what other activities you want to fit in that day and just pocket that for just 1 second. But just remember this. What else do you want to fit in this day? Determine that, pocket it. We'll come right back to it. Now, before we schedule that stuff onto the time block, it's actually time to make up your to-do list. Knowing where you need to be on this day and any other activities that you have in the back of your mind, determine what you can actually get done this day. Because of everything else that you have going on this day, maybe you can only get 2 really big tasks done. Awesome. Keep it. Just 2 big tasks. That's all we need today. More doesn't always mean better, okay? And listen, maybe it's 15 tiny micro tasks. Awesome. If you can get it all done, then write it down. But if you can't get it all done today, then move it to tomorrow. The world will go on, I promise. With your to-do list made, time block the working hours into your daily agenda. So let's say I have 6 tasks that I need to get done today. I'm going to put my 2 to 3 biggest tasks in the morning, because I personally work better in the morning. But if you know that you work best in the afternoon, I would push them to the afternoon. So for me, I know that I am starting work at 9 a.m. I have lunch with Katie Brennan at 11:30. So I'm going to, and remember, I'm leaving at 11. So I'm going to work from 9 to 11. So I'm going to give myself 2 hours of work in the morning. So I'm going to go change that right now from 9 to 11. And that is going to be for 2 to 3 of my biggest tasks in the morning, 2 hours of uninterrupted work. And then I'm going to come back from lunch at about 1 p.m. and I have that meeting with Jess at 3. So I'm going to work from 1 to 2:30. Perfect, because I have to drive 30 minutes for my 3 o'clock meeting. And then that's going to be all that I'm going to do that day, because when I get back from the meeting, it's going to be 4:30. And I wanted to take a 5:30 p.m. spin class. So I'm going to write that in my calendar right now, spin class at 5:30. And then after that, I just want to leave the night open to chill. So I know that today I want to do a morning routine. I have working hours from 9 to 11 and from 1 to 2:30, and I have a meeting with Jess, and I have lunch with Katie Brennan, meetings at 3, Lunch is at 11:30 and has been class at 5:30. So here I have allotted my day so that I can have my morning routine, my working hours, my lunch, my meeting, and my spin class. So I got all my work to fit into these working hours, which today my working hours are 2, 3, 4, 4.5 working hours. And the meeting is technically like a working hour, but it's a collaborative work hour. When I say working hours, I kind of just mean like alone, like what I'm doing like by myself. Okay, so with your to-do list made, you're going to time block the working hours into your daily agenda. Block working hours in between your appointments, if you're at work, etc., to sit down and actually get work done and be realistic with yourself. Can you bang out these tasks in 2 hours? If the answer is yes, then you only need to block out 2 hours. But if you need 6 hours to block out, if you need 6 hours to finish all of your tasks, then block out 6 hours throughout the day and manipulate and rearrange what you need to in order to make that happen. But look, also, if you only need like 1 hour of work that day, awesome, then you have a really light work day. If you need 8 hours, then buckle in for an 8 hour work day. There's no award for working less and there's no award for working more. It's just how today is. So block that time in. Okay, once you have that time figured in, that's when you're going to go back in and work in the activities for you, like what I did with the 5:30 spin class. If you have a great workout class at 6 p.m., schedule it at 6 p.m. and adjust your working hours around what serves you. Workout class is important. And if you want to be done by 5 p.m., get your working hours / to-do list to be done by 5 p.m. And then after 5 p.m., you're done. You're blank. So this is where you're going to add in all those activities for yourself. And look, if you need more time in your day to do nothing, then like actually schedule in your calendar to do nothing. Block off a Wednesday night as like busy for yourself, but you can actually just sit on the couch and do nothing. It's really awesome and take what you need, but plan for it whenever you need to so that you don't feel guilty. Like if someone's saying, oh, like I'm free Wednesday night, do you want to go get happy hour? But you know that you really need a night off. You can say, know what? I'm actually busy that night, but no one needs to know what you're busy doing. You know what I mean? You can also get like super, super, super micro, like I said about all of this stuff. You can add in driving time. You can add in breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can add in time to get ready. You can add in time to wind down. I really recommend starting with the big stuff like the morning routine, the working hours, appointments / places that you need to be, events and workouts. But of course, you can get as micro as you want. But now your day is essentially blocked out. So when I look back on this calendar, I see that I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and I'm going to be done my day at 6:30 p.m. and then I can do whatever I want after 6:30, whether that's dinner or nothing or seeing if someone wants to go do something. I also know what time I'm going to work and I know that my to-do list that day is going to accommodate what I actually can fit in that day. And it's just a really, really great way to maximize your day. I know that I have time allotted for my morning routine. I have time allotted to work. I have time allotted to see friends. I have time allotted for a business meeting and I have time allotted for a workout for myself. And it's so, so, so important. This is where you get to see all of your priorities. You get to see what serves you, what doesn't. You get to rearrange things if you need to. This is like the best way to maximize your time and just like truly be present. But when you are actually living your time block rather than just planning it, I highly recommend to use a timer. This is the best. So if you know that you're working from like 9 to 11 this day, set a 45-minute timer and just do work for 45 minutes. When the timer goes off, take a 5-minute break and then reset it to do another 45 minutes and just finish it out until you have your 2 hours of work done. This is like the best way to be incredibly efficient and to get into a flow state. Because you know that when you need a break, one, you're going to get it. And two, you also know that you've already allotted time for yourself throughout the day. You know that you're going to go get lunch. You know that you're going to go have a spin class. You know that you're going to be done work by 6:30. You know that you're going to have a morning to yourself tomorrow morning. Like, you know that you've already created time for yourself. So when you're truly present in this moment and you're using a timer to maximize your time, you have nothing else to do other than be present in what you've already time blocked for yourself this day. You've already allotted the time, but now you just need to respect that time and show up to what you've actually planned. So during the working hours, like I said, setting a timer is so key, and finish and keep using this timer until all of your tasks are complete. you know that you can work efficiently because you've perfectly allotted all of your time to get done what you need to get done. And this goes for like truly anything. When you're at dinner with your friends, you can be fully present because you know that you've already done everything at work today that you could have possibly got done. If you choose to schedule a walk in the middle of the day, you can leave the guilt at the door because you know that whatever else you need to do that day at some point will be done because you've already time blocked it into your day. I'm literally like not kidding when I say time blocking is key to living the most efficient and productive and fulfilling lifestyle possible because you truly get to have moments for yourself, moments for friends. You get to enjoy your life. You get to schedule time alone, but you also get to be productive in your work and you get to feel like you're so much more in control of your day and in control of your life and in control of your priorities. It's like the best. Time blocking is truly like the key to living a stress-free, efficient, productive, and fulfilled life. It just perfectly signifies the work-life balance and maximizing your time so you have more time to do the things that you love. And that, my friends, is how you can efficiently time block your day and maximize your productivity and just make your life better. I hope you guys found this helpful. This is exactly what I do every single day. And I could not love time blocking more. I'm actually like deleting my little fake day that I just made with you guys. And that was really fun. That sounds like a great day. Spin class, morning routine, lunch. Love it. Guys, I would absolutely love to see your time blocks. I love when you guys post on stories like what we talk about in the episode. So if you guys want to post your time blocks, I'd love to see it. My Instagram is at Tori Sterling. And be sure to follow me over there as well. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Happy Manifest Monday. You guys deserve the best week of your life. This episode was short and sweet, but it was right to the point, and it's exactly what we're all about on the show. So guys, thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I'll talk to you guys all next Monday. Happy Manifest Monday, guys. Bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.